It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 8. We're going to begin reading with verse 41, John chapter 8, verse 41, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter. John chapter 8, verse 41. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today to study the precious Word. We enjoy looking to the Word of God. We enjoyed searching verse by verse, and I hope that you enjoy it as well. I hope that you once again come to know Jesus as your Savior and come to grow in Him as well. John chapter 8, beginning to read now with verse 41. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said to them, If ye were of your father, ye would love me. If God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceedeth forth and came from God. Neither I came of myself, but he that sent me. And he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if he say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore heareth them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said to him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead, whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced in to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you've given us. I ask that each one that is listening will believe in your word, will trust in it, will do what it tells us to do. Whether it's to come by faith to you, to meet you at the cross of Calvary, Lord Jesus, and be saved, finally, our sins taken care of, and follow you then each day to serve and to praise your name and to enjoy a sweet fellowship with you. Father, to be saved and to walk with you makes this life wonderful. I ask that you would give us the strength and the wisdom today. I ask that the penetrating of the Holy Spirit be upon the hearts of all that listens today, as well as my own heart, that I may grow closer unto you, Lord. Please speak to the hearts now, whatever the need may be. I ask that you take care of it. And we know that the only way that need can be taken care of is if we will surrender our heart to you, Lord, and do it your way. Please now, Lord, help us to be not like these Jews that continued to question and desired to put Jesus to death. but we would be ones that desire to walk with you and to know you and to fellowship with you. Please, Lord, only that can come through and by faith in you. Please, Lord, direct us now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We've looked at the verse of Scripture 41. 42 is where we really left off last week. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceedeth forth and came from God." Now Jesus is being very clear here, stating who he is. I am the Son of God. I have come from God. I have come from his presence. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. God the Son didn't just decide that, okay, I think I'm going to go down there and visit for a little while. It was in the heart of God the Father before the foundations of the world. It has always been in the heart of God how he was going to save us. He said, we don't even need salvation. Yes, you do. You are lost and dying in your sin. You need Jesus. Scripture tells us clearly that if you do not come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him in your heart, that you are condemned already. It's not a choice that you come out and say, okay, now, am I going to choose hell or am I going to choose heaven? Am I going to choose to serve Satan or am I going to choose to serve God? It's very clear, and we'll study it today, and that is that if you have not trusted and come by faith to Jesus Christ, your God is Satan and you're serving him. Period. That's it. If you cannot go to a point in time in your life, a point in time in your life when you have called upon the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to save you, a definite time. There is a time when the Holy Spirit will convict your heart and show you you're a sinner and you must turn to Jesus. And that is a definite time. It's not connected with joining the church. It's not connected with baptism. It's connected with the Holy Spirit as he convicted your heart, pricked your heart. And you felt that and it came through and by the Word of God. That's the only way you can be saved. By the Word of God. No other way. So the Word of God penetrated your heart. You realized your sinful condition, that you're lost, dying on the way to hell, total separation from God, and you need to come to Jesus to get your fellowship back with the Lord, to come back into fellowship, to enjoy an eternal life with the Lord Jesus. If you can go to that point in time in your life that you trusted in Jesus Christ, then yes, you are a child of God. But if you can't, if you don't have that time, I've shared with you many times, if you've been listening to this program, where I was saved, I was reading the Word convicted my heart, and one night halfway between the Pharaoh house and the house, I got down on my knees, and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I had been in church all of my life, for years and years, I had been in church. But when I was brought to the attention by the Word of God, when it was brought to my attention, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Oh yes, it was always taught before, but not that I needed to confess my sin and accept that free gift of salvation was not taught. I had missed it all. And to this day, it's not taught again. But my friend, there are few that'll still tell you the truth. And I'm telling you the truth. Don't listen to the liars of today. Don't listen to the philosophers of today that pat you on the back and say, everybody's fine. I've been to so many funeral services where you attend and the preacher preaches a feel-good gospel. Well, that feel-good gospel is going to feel pretty lousy the day that you're burning hell, won't it? Please, that you trust in Jesus Christ today. These people here, they did not understand. He said very clearly, I am of my Father. My Father sent me, and my Father's God. see what they have to say. Ye, verse 43, why do ye not understand my speech? Jesus says, why don't you understand? And if you're listening today and you say the same thing, Larry, I don't understand what you're saying. Well, that's evidence right there that you are not a child of God. That should shake you up enough right there to say, I don't know what you're talking about. Then you are a child of the devil, and that's what he's going to confirm in these people's heart. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I take you back to that place where you met Jesus Christ, where I said, Jesus, you died on the cross of Calvary for me, the death, burial, and resurrection that you did for me, I praise you for it. I thank you for your precious blood that is no place except on the mercy seat in heaven right now. Your precious blood was presented there. We're told that according to the book of Hebrews. I believe that. I know that to be true. Do you? These people had a problem. Why do you not understand my speech? I can ask you the same question. Why don't you understand? Are you still there picking apart this little bit and this little bit? Well, will you come by faith to Jesus, and then this truth, the Word of God, will be made known to you. You'll understand it by confessing your sin and coming to Jesus. If you refuse to do that, you're going to continue to stay in your lost condition. You're going to be condemned to hell, and that's where you're going to spend eternity, in the lake of fire. All because you wanted one more question answered, and it was a question that you were asking the wrong question. The question you should be answering right now is, Jesus, will you save me? And I'll guarantee you, and I promise you, his answer is yes. That's the question you should be asking today, no other. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Jesus knew the condition of their hearts. Their hearts were dead to him. Their ears were shut to him. Well, you say, how can they be saved then? They can be saved by confessing Jesus Christ. Recognizing that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for them. Yes, he died for all the world, but it's personal, my friend. It is personal. And you need to come to that place in time in your heart that you know Jesus died on that cross for you. Please, that you trust in him. As we continue, verse 44, ye are of your father the devil. He's speaking to the highest rank, the highest religious leaders, the most important leaders, the leaders that have been taught the law of God. They could quote probably any verse of the Old Testament. And he says, your father, the devil? Will you understand? Will you please understand today that for you to come to church, or you to quit drinking, quit smoking, quit doing this, quit doing that, And so you've improved your life. You've stopped swearing. You've stopped using the Lord's name in vain. You've started to come to church. You've done all these things. So now you have convinced yourself that's all that's necessary. You cannot clean your life up. You were born in sin. You are a sinner. The only way that you can correct that problem is to take and accept the only way, the only one, and that is Jesus Christ. You must come to Jesus. Turn to him and trust in him today and be saved. These people are just being told that your father's the devil. I'm going to make this very clear again. If you have never come by faith to Jesus, if you can't go to that point in your life and don't pin it down to your baptism, you say, yes, I did that when I was baptized. No, you didn't. Say, Larry, you don't know my heart. That's right. Jesus knows your heart. But I want to get you so stirred up and so excited today that you'll look to the Word of God and you'll begin in Romans and you'll read Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Then you go right on to Romans chapter 10, 9 through 13. You can go back to John chapter 3, read through that chapter. I can take you to many other verses of Scripture if you're interested to confirm that you need to come by faith to Jesus. And if you're claiming on to anything else, it's fake, it's phony, and it's not going to work. It's by God's way and His way only, not by man's interpretation of that. I stand upon the Word of God, I preach the Word of God, and I teach the Word of God because I can do nothing else that will be any value to you. Only the truth. Jesus says, I have told you the truth. But you don't believe me. Verse 40. Ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth. You don't like what I'm saying? You don't like it when I'm telling you that you can be saved just by coming by faith to Jesus and confessing, knowing that pricked in your heart, the conviction in your heart, knowing that, and turning to Jesus and say, Jesus, please save me. And He will. And He'll keep you. No strings attached. You say, Larry, if I do that, if I would honestly come, honestly confessing my sin, and yet never be baptized, never enter to a church, you're saying I'm saved? I'm saying, if you truly come to Jesus with a confessed heart, yes, you're saved. And then I'm going to tell you something else. You're going to want to be in the house of God. I have a lot of people through the years that have made a confession of faith. They never darkened the door. They lied to God. Their heart wasn't being convicted. Whatever was going on, I don't know. Because you're going to desire to be in the house of God. You're going to desire to study the Word of God. You're going to desire to live for Jesus. Oh, yes, you'll make mistakes and mess up. I do all the time. But my heart desires otherwise. And not because it's my nature. My old natural life is wicked just like yours. But my spiritual life, because of the living of the Holy Spirit in my heart, desires to change that. So even though my body does something, my heart desires otherwise. Jesus has to take care of your heart problem. You need a heart transplant, my friend. You need to be born again. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. It seems as though today that folks would rather believe a lie than the truth. Churches are full of people that are listening to lies. Preachers are standing in pulpits proclaiming lies. They are not themselves even born again. They themselves are not children of God. The preacher that stands in there, studies this word, is not a child of God. No. These people here were just like that. These Jews knew the Word of God. They studied the Word of God, but they missed it. They were trying to live up to the requirements of the law, not recognizing that the law was to show them how wicked and filthy they were and that they needed a Savior. They missed all that. And so is our churches today. So is our people that are sitting in those pews today. They have missed Jesus Christ. From the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation, this word tells, explains, and shows us Jesus. And yet people read it. People have, you know that I am in the King James, and I'll stay in the King James, and if you're not in the King James, you're wrong. These other versions and ways, you say, well, I can read it so much easier. I don't want you to read it. I want you to study it. And the little difference words, the way they're stated and said, study those words. Search those words out that you'll know the truth. Don't buy some compromising version that makes it a little easier for you to read so you don't have to spend so much time in the Word. God forbid that you'd spend time in the Word of God. Please, that you look to His way and look to His Word. We know, according to verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, so you got a choice. If you have not come by faith to Jesus Christ, if you are not born again, if you cannot go to that place and time in your life that you have trusted in Jesus, you are a child of the devil, period. There's no halfway between. You're a child of God or a child of the devil. The only way you can be a child of God is to be born again. And that's coming by faith. And that's repenting of your sin, turning from your way. Your heart's going to change, my friend. I'm trying to explain to you. Your heart's going to change. Your desires are going to change when you become a child of God. You can't listen to that perverted liberal preacher anymore. Stands up there and explains everything of the philosophy of the day and talks about the politics and talks about, and teaches you nothing about the Word of God. Well, it's easy. He can't teach you anything of the Word of God. He doesn't know it himself. Can I wake you up today? Please. Oh, these people. God wanted to wake these people up. He made it clear here too, didn't he? You're your father, the devil. Let's go back to Acts chapter 13, verse 10. Acts chapter 13, verse 10. And said, O full all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? You want to take a look at who he's talking to? He's talking to Elymas, the sorcerer. That's who he's talking to. Verse 8 tells us that. A sorcerer. Are you one of those? Attend church on Sunday morning? And know, though you read in the newspaper each week, each day, I don't know how often it's in there, I never read it. Your horoscope, I don't ever read that. That's the devil. Say, well, many times it's true. Well, he's your father, not mine. I don't know if it's true or not. But I refuse to read it because I want nothing to do with the devil. You one of those that believe in palm reading or reading of the cards, fortune tellers? How about the crystal? Has that got you suckered in? If you follow any of those things, any of those things, how about you? Are you getting involved with the seance of the dead, so you can call the, you know, someone that you, oh, you dearly loved, and they can call him up and talk to him? You need help. You need Jesus. Let's call the devil's crowd the devil's crowd. We think of that bunch being ones that never enters into the church and drinks all night and takes and beats her family and all these things. That's the devil. Well, I'm sorry to say that there's more of the sons and daughters of the devil in church on Sunday morning than there ever will be in the tavern on Saturday night. You follow after some of this nonsense and you go to church on Sunday morning? You can't know Jesus. Because you're talking to the devil. You're desiring wisdom and knowledge from the devil. Stay away from all that nonsense. Stay away from that. A lost person has an evil heart, and his nature is evil.
He's a child of Satan. You must be born again. You must be born of God. We are not all just children of God. People think that, you know. We're all okay. What did they say over here in the scripture, John chapter 8? What did they say? We're the children of Abraham. They even said, that's our God. Now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. They stayed and confirmed, our father is Abraham. We serve the God of Abraham. Is that you? We know what we're taught, and that's what I believe. And Larry, you're not going to convince me otherwise that I need to do anything other than attend the church that I'm at. Don't you tell me to get out of my church. I've gotten letters that tell me that I shouldn't tell anybody to get out of their church. Well, let me tell you again. Get out of that dead church. Get out of that place where the gospel's not preached. I know why people get upset when I tell you to get out of their church, because they're not preaching the gospel. They're afraid that the power of God is they know the power of God's not there, they're just not smart enough to know it. And they're afraid that their church is going to empty out. I'm not afraid of that. This isn't my church. It's God's church. God has saved those people that attend here, those that are saved, some aren't. But those that attend, that have come by faith to Jesus, are here to grow in the Word. If they decide that they don't want to know the truth any longer, then they can go right out that door and never come back. I want people to come into this house. I want the people in this church to win people to Jesus Christ. Bring them people that they have saved and brought to Jesus, that they have told them how Jesus saves, how Jesus died on the cross such a wicked, horrible death. But he come from heaven down here to live and to die on Calvary, to take that precious blood of his after the death, take that precious blood that was spilt and present it to his Father and says, here, the wages of sin is death. I've died. We're saved by the blood of Jesus. Here is my blood. He presents it to the Father. That's the God I serve. That's the God that the folks of this church proclaim. That's the God that they're telling people about outside these church walls. Jesus saves. Will you come by faith and then take them by the arm, bring them into the house of God, that they may grow in the Lord Jesus. Enjoy that sweet time and that sweet fellowship. Get out of that dead church. Jesus told these people as clear as he could. He told them just as much as he could tell them. I tell you the truth, but you believe me not. Some today will believe me. Some will believe the word of God. But many won't. You'll stay and you're dead in your trespasses and sins. You're going to stay a child of the devil. You can get mad at me. They got mad at Jesus. And they took up stones to cast at him, verse 59 tells us. We read once again, verse 44 and 45. Ye are of your father the devil. The lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care what church you're attending. I don't care what cult you're involved in, and many churches today that call themselves churches are cults. But I'm asking you to come by faith to Jesus and come by faith alone. No other works tied to it, nothing. Just come to him. Confess your sin today. We spent 2 weeks now clearly on the division between a child of God and a child of the devil. If you don't have that time, an appointed time, would you be married to your bride if you hadn't showed up to the wedding? You had to come. Well, you've got to come to Jesus. Please, what are you going to do about Jesus?